Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we are going to be reading Psalm 19 together. I'm going to read the psalm twice, first in the New Revised Standard Version and then again in the Amplified Bible. And after that I'm going to share some thoughts and reflections on the psalm. So let's read together Psalm 19 first from the New Revised Standard Version. And this is a psalm of David. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising from the end of the heavens and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is a great reward. But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And now we read the same psalm again, Psalm 19, but this time we're going to read from the Amplified Bible. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the expanse of heaven is declaring the work of his hands. Day after day pours forth speech, and night after night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there spoken words from the stars. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice, in quiet evidence, has gone out through all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. In them and in the heavens he has made a tent for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. The sun's rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit to the other end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, it's flawless, restoring and refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are reliable and trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, they are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, reminded, illuminated, and instructed. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors or omissions? Acquit me of hidden, unconscious, or unintended faults. Also, keep back your servant from presumptuous, deliberate, willful sins. Let them not rule and have control over me. Then I will be blameless and complete, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my firm, immovable rock and my Redeemer. So this is Psalm 19, and it starts off with very beautiful, poetic and scenic language. It talks about how the heavens pour forth speech about who God is. But they don't do it by physically talking. You don't look at a star and hear it saying, "Hey everyone, did you know God exists and he loves you?" No, it's not that kind of voice. And poetic language is one way that we try to capture the voice of nature, which is declaring the beauty of who God is. We might say things like, "God is sweeter than honey," just as the psalmist does here, to try and explain something that there aren't quite words to explain. And in this psalm, there is no shortage of this poetic language. If you were to use poetic language to describe to someone who God is or what he's like, what would you say? Would you say that his warmth is like the sun? Would you say that his words are sweeter than honey? Creation itself tells us who God is. How many landscape paintings have there been that try to capture the beauty of the ocean or of the stars or of the sky or of a forest? And yet we know that no painting or photo can really compare to being there. And it's the same with God. Don't just settle for things that look a bit like God. But we can actually be in his presence. We can experience him and know him. And we can do our best to explain and tell people what that's like. We can use poems and songs and music. The other part of this psalm talks about the law, the decrees, the precepts of the Lord, and rejoices in how good they are and how valuable they are. They should be desired more than even gold. And this is an expression that comes up a few times in the Bible, to be desired more than gold. But we can think of it this way. People will pay thousands and thousands of pounds to go to university, to get a degree, to learn medicine or science or history, because that knowledge is worth more than the money that they are paying. In the same way, knowing God, knowing his commands, knowing his words and his promises should be so much more valuable to us than anything else that this world has to offer. Just as it's worth spending time studying towards your degree or studying towards your GCSEs, it's absolutely worth spending time hearing what God has to say. So I encourage you, spend time with the Lord. Spend time in his word. Trust in him. Look at creation and hear what it is saying about God. And try and challenge yourself. Think, if I was to tell someone who God is today, what would I say? What would I use? Would I say God is like the sun, that God is like the ocean? The psalmist ends this particular psalm by asking the Lord to keep back your servant from deliberate and willful sins. Let them not rule and have control over me, that I would be blameless and complete. It's always good to know this, that the Lord knows you better than you know yourself. So let's ask the Lord to come into our inward parts of our heart and of our mind. that we would be able to be kept from sin, and that we would be able to tell people, not just through words, but through actions, who God is and what he does. So let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in God's sight. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex. God bless you and goodbye.